We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
You like that? You like that?
It's the Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Might have a little fun a little later. I've been having fun all show. That's true. A different kind of fun.
All right.
So, you ever lose track of who's dead and who's alive?
Yes.
Yeah, so do
Welcome
I.
Welcome to 50.
So do I. So we may have a little quiz.
All right.
At 1:18.
Can I shout
Evan's
out?
Evan's got y'all? Some guys
right, got
and
you.
Women who will have to guess if they're still alive or not.
So I got to say this, hashtag random.
Yeah.
So yesterday we talked a lot of Giants, right? And you were like, yeah. Guru, do you want everybody fired? And I hope I wasn't sounding. I just want more from Melvin. But during the break, I'd heard Shasky had talked about Melvin at 6 a.m. to start the show, right? So, Stein, I got an hour and a half ride. Evan, I'm driving home. I fire up the Odyssey app. If you want to be entertained, Joe Shasky went in on Melvin something so fierce. I should have sent it to you. Did you happen to hear it?
I did not.
Oh, he went. Spadoni was trying to defend Melvin. Stein, I'll play it for you. That's all. But I just want to give my man a round of applause because once it was done, you knew what he meant, how he felt about Melvin. So I'll leave that there.
All right.
Yeah. But it hit me enough to where, how long have we been?
Did it hit you in the cardiac muscle?
A different muscle of, that's my teammate. Like, it was great.
All right.
All right. So you never do that for anybody here. You would never shout out another.
I just started the show saying I was inspired by Sam Lubman. From 6 to 10.
Right.
I literally started the show.
You did do it.
All right. Let's go to...
No, that's too far.
I think this may be...
who is it?
Maybe a guy who's also on the YouTube chat. Don Dada in the city. Back to Kuminga. Hey, Don Dada, what's up?
Hey, Steiny, man. Y'all had me on hold for about an hour, man. I done forgot what I was going to say.
That's Evan. Oh, my baddie.
Feel free to do it to me if you want.
I just want to ask y'all a question though, because everybody say that Jonathan Kuminga is not a winning player. He can't play with Curry. He never earned his minutes. He never earned the start. So when Wiggins was out 2-3 years ago, half of the year, did he not step up?
Yes, he did.
I can't remember.
When Draymond out for. All right, Sonya, it's good. It's good.
I'm messing.
When Draymond's out for who knows what, does he not step up? When GP2 was out, does he not step up?
Yes, he did.
All right, so I got a lot to say, but I forgot some.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, I know how old he is.
You know,
he was on hold a while.
Yeah, he was.
But that's good for us when there's a line.
Yeah.
Not that we want people
callers, not callers, doesn't matter to me.
Like the last guy that gave me some love, don't tell people I was on hold for an hour. Like, I hate it when hosts did it. Stoney's been waiting a lot. Dude, just go
Pete
to
Franklin,
me.
Pete Franklin used to let you wait all day.
Evan, man.
I couldn't tell if the caller was describing Pete Franklin or Matt Steinmetz.
Let me tell you something. Pete Franklin treated Guru way worse than I do. And I'm not proud of it.
He invited me to his last show, though, Evan. I was invited.
I'll invite you to mine.
You ain't going nowhere.
Pretty soon.
You're a lifer.
Guru.
No, seriously. What Guru. Would you do if you didn't have this?
I'd find a hobby.
What you, Evan, and I have. Like,
I'm the first
show.
Listen, I'm pretty sure the smart money has me getting fired before this place explodes.
Please.
But even if this place doesn't explode, like I said, Goo, I
don't believe him.
It's wind down time.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're still, nah.
There's a reason we're going to play this game at 1:18.
This job allows you freedom.
No, it doesn't.
Some other freedoms that I don't think you would have at your disposal had you not. It's why players go to coaching. They want to get away. They want to still stay away. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Listen,
you get my drift.
Okay. This is a good one from the 408. Let's put it into perspective Al Horford is contemplating either joining the Warriors or retiring.
Jeez. I'm excited. Man,
sure you are. No, you're not. You're not, and you know it.
No, he's not a bum.
Who?
Horford.
He's of course not.
He's 40.
Champion.
Throw me a jersey.
He'll fit right in here.
Yeah. And those threes will hit different here than in Boston when everybody was doing them. Oh, Horford missed a three. Nothing to see here. But these are going to be different threes.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to address one of these texts.
All right. Take got it.
I do have a list of players the Warriors could go after. I think they'd fit right in, too.
This is going to be fun.
PJ Tucker.
No!
James Johnson.
He's doing martial arts. No.
He's on the Pacers.
I'd love to see him come here and keep Draymond in
line.
And Kyle Lowry.
You know.
We all should be at the fitness,
you know,
24-hour fitness hooping.
You know
he can bring it up.
Which is sometimes more than Curry can do against pressure. I'm kidding. Stop.
And the guy sent you a signed jersey.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in my man cave, just like mine is in his, I'm sure. Somebody said, when you were talking about Horford, somebody said, you said, Steiny, low post. And somebody said, Guru, what are you talking about with Horford in the low post? He doesn't play in the low post. And what I want to tell the listener is, Guru has a habit of doing that. When he talks about the low post, for whatever reason, it's both offense and defense. I know when we talk about a guy with low post skills, usually we just focus on the offense.
Horford is on the perimeter, but he can still get you down there.
Guru uses that so that, you know, when he says Horford's good in the low post, which we all know he's not.
Can I say something?
You can say, no, I meant a defensive presence in the low post, which is fair. I've come around to your terminology.
Hey, I'm just all over now thinking about the Warriors. So it was a bear to beat the Rockets in seven, right? Would that be fair?
I would say that, yes, it was.
And they've added Kevin Durant.
But let's avoid doing what we did with Devers with Durant.
But how can you when it's good and you add greatness?
We'll see. Yeah, it's basketball. It's a thing called chemistry, goo.
No, but the point is, what have we done?
Nothing. But we should have known that. We knew they weren't going to be a big player.
Perhaps.
You ever have that friend or that couple? Yeah, we're done. Then you see them a couple months later. Still hanging in. Yeah, we're done. That's what the Warriors, that's all we want is closure.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait. Going to have to wait a little longer. But it's still interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it's good interesting, though. I don't want Monk and I would rather hang on to Kuminga and see if it pops.
Even if he's disgruntled.
I mean, man, the worst.
Which he will be.
Well, you got to believe we're on level 4 of him being disgruntled as opposed to when it was at level 10 2 years ago. It's coming to a head. So
why? Let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't you? Because I believe if I said to Warrior fans, all right, you could lose Kuminga and get Malik Monk, I believe most Warrior fans at this point would say, do it.
But you say no. Because I'm turning into you.
Well, I would do it.
Yeah, for the immediate. Mm-hmm. I'm finally going macro.
Okay.
But for the future, you lose. This guy should be part of your future, and that's the part that hurts.
But he doesn't want to be. It feels like.
Well, make him.
It's a grown man. Some guys don't like their coach and they need to get away from him.
That's real.
He deserved it.
That's real.
Dre's in DC. Hey, what's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All right. Happy fourth.
Appreciate it. So I wanted to go back to a caller that talked about Kerr's ability to develop, and I just don't understand the notion that Kerr can't develop young players. I think we had to first establish that every player who gets drafted won't be good, right? But then when I look at the Warriors throughout the championship years, Draymond was a young player when Kerr came in, and he's a Hall of Famer. Looney was a young player. Jordan Poole was a young player. Pods is a young player. And I would just challenge anyone who says that, or even you guys can think about it, is like, name one player, that young player that has left the Warriors and has been better on another team than they were on the Warriors. Because I can't think of one. Even Eric Paschal was all rookie, I believe, but then when I don't even know if he's in the league right now.
He's not.
So
he's
this
not.
Notion that Kerr can't develop players, I just don't really understand, because with the young players who contribute to the championship, people seem to forget about those, but then the young players that don't pan out, they don't really seem to be NBA players after they leave the Warriors anyway. It's like a Patrick McCall or Jacob Evans or James Wiseman. So this notion that he can't develop players, I don't really understand that.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate the call. Yeah. I'm kind of with you halfway at least.
Because we kind of discussed it. How many is he really? Are we really talking about?
Well, the other thing that I think is completely unfair is when you're drafting late in the first round, you're
going to
miss on half those
guys.
But
we're talking about also, if we're keeping it real, they had the number two pick. And that could have been Kawhi Leonard had you knocked it out the park.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm being real.
All right, I'm being real too. Like, when you say, like, they were the number two pick in a draft that didn't have Kawhi Leonard.
But it had Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay, and you
think... He's a superstar now, right?
I mean, he's a hell of a player.
When it happened here, he's a superstar.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball's been an all-star.
Why, and if you remember, at that time...
I think he...
The Warriors had Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Jordan Poole. So I'll ask you...
Okay, and I got an answer.
8 millionth time, knowing... How you've seen Steve Kerr coach, you believe that had they drafted Halliburton or Ball, that they would have had a runway that Kuminga wasn't given and Moody wasn't given and Wiseman wasn't really given.
But now we're talking about the coach. I skip past those guys. Yeah, you got to wait your turn. But Halliburton, I believe, would have shown coach, I can do what Pods does, but I'm taller, I'm longer, I'm better, but you guys can see I'm ready for it. Because if you're telling me Halliburton wouldn't have been Halliburton here,
I don't think he would have.
Sooner than he was in Indiana, I'll give you that, but I got to believe in practice and in the game, Stani, they're going to give him a little more, and more, and now we'd be looking at a point guard for the next.
Just like they did with Kuminga. They gave him more and more and more. No, they didn't.
But
they
didn't have the pedigree or the college experience. Like, he wasn't ready-made like Halliburton and these others.
Well, if Halliburton were so ready-made, he wouldn't have fallen to 12. There was something about Halliburton.
Just the last thing about Halliburton. If you're Sacramento, do you regret letting him go?
Yes, of course you do.
Like, wow.
But, again...
That's where it started, is what I'm trying to tell you. That's not on Kerr. He might have been, hey, I want Wiseman.
Nobody hated the Wiseman pick at the time because he was 7-1, period.
Yeah.
And had they drafted a guard, I don't know how he would have played.
Wow,
I just
man.
Don't. They had... What, their best three-guard rotation, maybe, of the dynasty or of the 10-year period when Poole was at his best coming off the bench. And, like, if you want to say they could have, yes, they could have. They didn't want to, and I've got to believe that the reason was they were set in the backcourt at the time of that draft. Let's go to...
Just real quick before you do. Does Bradley Beal interest anyone? Because according to John Gambadoro, the Warriors, Bucks, and Lakers would all have interest if he was bought out and became a free agent.
I'm being real, Evan. I would take him in a second, man. Because he wouldn't be the Bradley Beal. He would come off the bench and give you some...
You know what it would be?
Barbosa stuff.
You know what it would be?
What?
It might be the easiest basketball Beal's ever played.
Evan, would you take a flyer on him? I'm being real. We have nothing off the bench right now. If GP2 is, I'm just asking.
You know what? Why not?
How old is he?
Because I think he might be under 35.
Yeah, he's not old enough to make the team. But actually, well, they'd get younger.
But Stani, he can score.
Now,
he can handle it.
See, when the Warriors are interested Every player is better than we talked about him for the last 2 years.
Like, who's coming off the bench giving you a proven score? He can play that
Jonathan
role.
Kuminga.
No,
he's a scorer off the bench.
Yeah, but it ain't as polished as Beal. Now I'm gonna be in on Beal.
Yeah, of course. Is there a player out there you don't want?
A real GM will go pick up Dwight Howard.
Probably. That is the greatest bite ever.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Bradley Beal, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Johnny, but you would be getting them for much of nothing. That's the whole thing. You're not getting Bradley Beal like Phoenix bit and it blew up in their face. You're getting them for, you know?
Sure.
Come off the bench.
Sure.
That could get you 20 points every, you know? Like, you're really down on Beal as a ball player to where, if you look at the state of the Warriors and what we don't have, guy that could get you some points off the bench.
What I'm telling you, the way I feel is, if you got Bradley Beal in here, you know what? He'd probably be one of your top eight players.
Yeah.
So what? Like, okay. Now you got a guy coming off the bench. Like,
but if we went top eight last year, wouldn't that be a better top eight?
He could back up Pods.
If you're looking for scoring off the bench, you got a guy who can do that.
Can
Kuminga, who's 22 years old. Like, and I'm dead serious on that. Here. Like, if the Warriors end up with Bradley Beal as a part of some kind of Kuminga move along.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about Beal?
I'm nice.
If losing Kuminga gets you Bradley Beal, how we feeling?
Well, that's a whole different subject right there.
How are they going to get Bradley Beal? On the minimum, like they get Lillard?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, and then what if we find out what we kind of know? And that is, Beal doesn't want to come here. Beal doesn't want to come off the bench.
Yeah. Especially to watch Pods play in front of him. No, I'm being real. You got to, guys like that, Beal, look at that. Like, I understand not starting, but I'm sure that would have the ingredients to get old.
How many years does Beal have left?
Too many.
He'd have to waive his no trade, too.
Oh, you're right.
If
they bought him out, yeah, that's correct. Okay.
Yeah, then he'd be a free agent.
Sure. But you know what? Getting bought out is like having a no trade clause, because then you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go.
I asked you this yesterday, you and Evan, and I mean this, Donnie. Let's just say you're Beal. Would you want to be a Laker or would you want to be a Warrior? You got Jimmy, Dre, and Steph until we find out what. But you got Luka, LeBron, Reeves, Ayton. Where would you want to go?
Probably to the Lakers.
Because of Luka?
Not because of Luka, just because it seems like there'd be more playing time there. Because I view him as a guard, but I mean, I think the cold hard reality might be guys like Beal, not that he's a world beater, don't want to play for the Lakers or the Warriors. Maybe. It all depends on what kind of role he wants to have. And we're talking about Bradley Beal. Where did that report come from, E?
John Gambadoro.
Oh, right.
Radio host in Arizona or Phoenix.
And he's
getting bought out left and right.
He's pretty tapped in. Gambadoro, Filippone. Remember that one? Your guy?
That was
Brandon Ayuk.
That was wild, man.
I'm done. I'm not, I don't like to do that. All right. Wills in Marin. He's going to stick up for Steve Kerr. Rightfully so. He's got rings.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I think one of the pieces that not a lot of people are talking about, and the salaries are going to have to work, but when you saw that 7-team trade rumor yesterday when it came down to the Kuminga thing, and just think about how this organization has moved, where Lacob has forever had talked about light years ahead, I think he is saving his assets and his cap, the limited cap space he may have and flexibility to go after LeBron or Giannis. And I know that sounds crazy, but go back to 2024. We have it on good authority. I think it was trade deadline 2024. Woj reported this. Lacob called up Jeannie Buss trying to get LeBron there with Draymond's blessing at the time. We nearly had Durant last trade deadline too, but he kind of said no shot at the last second. We pivoted to Butler. I'm not saying it's the right move, but knowing how Lacob thinks, I think that is what he is doing right now, especially with this LeBron thing being seriously in play. How much I'd want to give for a 40-year-old player like LeBron, who I'm not particularly a fan of, as I'm a fan of Golden State basketball, and he's our main rival throughout the years. I don't know. But I think that has to be weighted given how Lacob has talked, how it's moved, this 17 trade kind of crazy conundrum here, and the fact that we tried to get LeBron and Kevin Durant in the last two trade deadlines as a whole. Is that a crazy thought for you guys as we get closer and closer to the decision of Kuminga?
Not at all after you explained it like that, and I'm dead serious. I mean, I think it's whether they have the wherewithal this time to get it done. But I think it's a fair point. I don't see a way to get Giannis. And I don't think Giannis wants to be here.
See, I
LeBron is a different story.
Because he doesn't like Luka handling the ball. He's playing the role, and he played it last year. Evan and I talked about in the green rooms, Donnie Reeves for that matter. Bron is not the same when the ball's not in his hands. And I just, again, I'm not Hubie Brown. I watched it. And I'm like, man, this is different. And Reeves had to take a step back in regard to when he would get the ball because Luka's getting. So I'm just saying, if Bron is really getting frisky, I'm starting to believe. I told you he's not going anywhere. He wouldn't leave Bronny. But if he came to Golden State, I mean, what's that look like? Because you ain't stopping nobody, you know, with where he's at.
Well, you lose Butler for sure. I mean, you can't get LeBron James at $52 million without giving up a $52 million, and that would be Butler. Now, could you give up Draymond, Hield, Moody, and somebody else to add up to 52? Yes. Well, then you ask yourself, why would the Lakers do that? I don't know if LeBron wants to play here or not. But I'll tell you this, if the Warriors got LeBron and it cost them, let's just say it cost them Kuminga and Butler somehow.
Oh, well.
How are we feeling? How much better are we?
Evan, I'm like the computer, the guru computer didn't work. It didn't load right there. And that's what life's about.
Here's the other thing.
How better are they?
Say that one more time.
Yeah,
If the Warriors, okay, if LeBron's in play and it would cost the Warriors Butler and Kuminga in some way, would you do it?
For LeBron.
Yes. I know, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not easy.
I don't think I would.
But here's the bigger issue.
That's amazing.
Okay, now if you said, what if it were straight up for Butler?
Then I think I'd do it.
Yeah.
Right, and I think I would too. Except, how's Kuminga going to play with those guys? Like LeBron?
I'm still trading him, but.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I just need that to go get something else.
Yeah. And my guy, our former producer and board op, Brian, remember our tall guy with twins, our guy? He goes, if you think Bill's coming off the bench, you need to go do a drug test. So maybe Bradley ain't at that part of it.
He came off the bench last year.
Yeah. But I think
But they were
toxic.
Really good.
No, that was toxic.
He couldn't even start for the Suns.
Right.
Why are we talking about LeBron? He opted in already. If he wanted a different team, he would have. Wrong! Oh, and I don't need the Jesus. 707, why are we talking about LeBron? He opted in already. If he wanted to go to a different team, he would have opted in. He wouldn't have opted in. Jesus, you're wrong. You're wrong.
To him.
You're wrong. He opted in because he wants $52 million. Now he can get traded if he wants. And go read the papers, 707. There is speculation out there LeBron ain't staying because he doesn't feel good about it not being his team and knowing it's not his team.
It's DeAndre Ayton's team.
I cannot wait for you, God, man. For him to have a good season.
I cannot wait to see DeAndre Ayton play.
He's
said
not
nobody.
A stiff. And what about that literature I sent you and Evan? His numbers compared to Shingun's.
That Yeah.
This is what he does.
No, I didn't do it. I just forwarded it, and you guys take it out.
You sent a graphic of DeAndre Ayton's entire career numbers against Sengun's first four, and Sengun's were comparable.
I'll tell you what, LeBron and Luka signed off on bringing Ayton to town.
Well, Luka did.
Well,
all right. Hey, planning a trip, maybe Tahoe, Napa, down the coast. Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. And if you are wrapping up a holiday week like me, it is July 4th, after all. It's time to flip that metal switch. Fire up the grill. Grab a cold one. When I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka. N-U-E Vodka. American-made, award-winning, distilled seven times for that clean, crisp taste that belongs in every holiday cocktail. With New, you're getting real quality, no fluff, no gimmicks, just great vodka that's easy on the wallet, because freedom shouldn't come with a velvet rope. And if you want to level up your 4th of July weekend cocktails, hit their website for some fire recipes, and that involves their cucumber and citrus flavors, total game changers for the summer heat. That's New Vodka, N-U-E. It's not just my pick for the 4th, it can be yours too. So when the fireworks fade and it's time to kick back, make the right call, grab New Vodka in stores now, or head to newvodka.com to find a retailer near you.
I never drank around my kids when they were looking.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You want to take that back?
You said he stinks.
No. Steiny, there's so many similarities between hitting a baseball and hitting a golf ball. And then I said, well, we know about your prowess on the baseball field.
Yeah.
Why can't you hit a golf ball like a baseball then?
If I had that answer, I'd be Tiger.
It's because they're
no, mentally, different I go skills. In and look at skills. The ball and I say I'm going to crush. It's ego.
Hey,
I want
Tiger.
Dude, why did he say his name? But anyway, Steiny, it is, man.
What is?
Those two similarities. I just saw a dude hit a bomb. It went foul. I go, he hooked it. If that was a golf shot, he hooked it. And did Willard bail me out yesterday when he goes, Guru, when you replace a bad shot and you get to do it again with the better shot, I go, oh, a mulligan. He goes, yeah. I don't think I got that right. Was that the definition of a mulligan?
Yes.
Because you would have jumped in, now you're wrong. So I did get it right. I was driving home like Willard just played along with it. Go ahead, baby.
I got nothing.
No, we got an Evan special coming up, baby.
Evan. Warriors. Giants.
Pulled out a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be in Sac over the weekend.
You going?
No, I'm
going
to be out here in the Yoon. Yeah. It's going to be all 8,000. What's that place feel?
I have no idea. No clue.
We'll see.
Let's go to Will and Marin. Get the show on the road, and then we'll get Evan in here.
All right. Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for the call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I don't think that Steve Kerr, it's his fault on developing. And I just want to say miss me with the fact that he's not connected or doesn't have a way to connect with players. Because I just watched the documentary, The Court of Gold. And he even goes up to Ant-Man and says, hey, you know, he first starts out and says, you're a very special player, but when are you going to take the next step? And we all know that Ant-Man has a very strong, confident attitude, but he even acknowledged that, yes, he does need to get more physical on the boards and crash more bodies and be better. Bam Adebayo acknowledged that he loved playing for Steve Kerr because he was more of a player coach, and he had a very special way to approach players on getting them to do stuff with constructive criticism. And then even Durant, even though they said, oh, he never had a home in Golden State, Durant couldn't give Kerr more praise and said he was extremely happy that he was back there with Kerr and Steph with the winners, and he was in a building with something he was familiar with. And after they qualified for the gold, all the coaches and the staff are sitting there drinking a beer on the amphitheater steps, and he offers a beer to LeBron, and LeBron happily goes over there and starts chopping it up with Kerr. And we all know LeBron, he doesn't just, you know, blow smoke up anybody's behind because he wants to. So my thing is that I think we're finding out that, you know, Jonathan Kuminga isn't terrible, but he's really good at being one-dimensional. And we know that Steve Kerr has had these conversations with him, but I don't think Steve Kerr at the Warriors facility is bashing on Kuminga. I don't think he's being any different than he's been with anybody else. And I'm not comparing Kuminga to any of those athletes because I get it. It's easier to win with better talent. But I don't think that if you're lesser of talent, that Kerr's not going to acknowledge you or try to give you the keys to be successful. So I just think that Jonathan Kuminga is a good player, but I think he's one-dimensional and he doesn't fit for Warrior basketball and has nothing to do with Steve Kerr because Steve Kerr can't make Jonathan Kuminga better. He can bring a horse to water, but he doesn't mean he's going to drink it. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate the call.
I like Will.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, the only thing I would say to that, and I'm not saying he doesn't have a good point, but, you know, Anthony Edwards only has to be coached by Kerr for a month. So
right.
That's a little different than a guy who's been here 4 years who may be not as enamored right. with the with
it's
the
like going
coach.
Out on a few dates as opposed to being married.
What do you mean?
Like if you go out with some, when I was single, you go out with a couple of dates, you're like, oh, this is great. We're compatible. Hmm. But compare that to can we be married?
Yeah, I didn't have nearly the dating history that you had.
Your boy.
I was in the lab, as you would say, but unfortunately, not that kind of lab.
I got to.
It was,
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
All right. Okay, so this is how this started. You know what? Every once in a while, you reveal something, and when you reveal it, I'm sometimes worried that people will be like, how did you not know that?
Well, the boss ain't here.
But somebody...
DMV.
So the other day I'm getting home from BART and I see this really, really nice Mercedes. Oh God, this was a nice Mercedes. And I see this guy getting into it. And the guy looks at me and he catches my eye. And he nods.
Yeah.
And I nod back, and he gets in his car. And I said to myself, that's Ricky Henderson.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'd forgotten.
Oh, no.
So
I appreciate the honesty, but
I'd forgotten. And so
when did you realize?
When I texted you guys and said, hey, I just saw Ricky Henderson. You guys all made fun of me. And then I said, you really think I thought I saw him? I kind of did. Anyway, I'd forgotten. R.I.P. Ricky Henderson.
No doubt, the great.
So this morning, I come in and Evan's on the computer and I hear Vin Scully and I say, is he dead? Because I can't remember all that stuff.
Oh, you're down bad.
And he passed in 2022.
Man.
Okay, so... Go ahead, Evan. You can take it from here.
Well, after that, we decided to put together a little segment called Is He or She Dead?
Yeah, yeah.
So, without further ado, I have a few lists of names that honestly quite shocked me. And I need you guys to tell me whether or not they're dead or alive.
Yeah.
I'll try.
I keep my ear to the street.
Apparently, I'm not very good at this game.
I definitely wouldn't have did what Steiny did. Those two, I would have known.
All right, guys, we'll start on the entertainment front. Dick Van Dyke.
Is no longer with us.
He is alive.
That was one of my favorite shows.
He is 99 years old, going strong.
Damn, Dick, I tried to, wow, I thought he passed.
Now,
I love that show.
Just FYI, now he may pass in the next 35 minutes, but as of right now, he's alive.
Wow. Yeah, 99.
I didn't want to sneak this one by you, but Michael Madsen passed away earlier today. I thought that'd be a little cheap.
Yeah.
The guy from Pulp Fiction?
That's too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was not that old.
67.
Oh, man.
Yeah, also R.P. Diogo Jota. All right. This is hopefully should be an easy one.
I'm 0 for 1.
Dave Parker.
Well, he recently passed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just we didn't even talk about him.
Yeah. I posted on my Facebook.
No. Well, that's your gimme.
All right, Stani, you mentioned this actress in an earlier film. I believe the first one you ever saw.
Whoa.
Barbara Eden.
And I'm familiar with her work.
Ooh, she's got to be dead. She's got to be dead.
She's still
she's
with
Jeannie?
Us. Yeah, she's still with us.
She's still alive.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
How old?
She was born in 1931. You do the math.
I think that's the same year Curry was born. I'm kidding.
That's cheap.
Oh, God. Man.
All right. What about?
So she's 94.
Frankie Valli.
I'm going to say
there's no way he's alive. His last hit was in 41.
See, like, I feel 1941. Like he's asking for a reason. So, Evan, I'm saying Frankie's still with us.
He is still alive.
Yeah.
Well,
count the
bucket. I guess technically. What's he? Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
I mean.
Wow. What vegetables?
90% of this show doesn't even know who he is. He's that old.
It's true.
Well, this good for
one,
him.
This one might have been down Steiny's road. Chet Lemon.
He died about a month ago. He was a great Chicago White Sox player. Good player. Chet Lemon.
I knew he had passed.
R.I.P. And finally.
I want to be wrong.
Buzz Aldrin.
He's an astronaut, Goo.
Second man on the moon.
I ain't going to front. I didn't know.
He was the guy.
No, dude, I didn't know. There's no race involved. No, I didn't know.
No, but he was the second guy on the moon. Right. So, you know, it was like when you follow John Wooden, nobody remembers it was.
Some say that we've Gene never Bartow. Been there. But go ahead, Evan. He's no longer with us.
Who?
Buzz Aldrin.
The guy you're telling me about.
I mean, how do you even come up with that name unless he's alive? I'm going to say he's alive.
95 years old.
So I can't say Buzzkill. Yeah. I stole that to YouTube. It's not bad. That's pretty good. Who did that? Booker Barnett in the YouTube chat.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I'm a big fan
kinda
of.
Kind of hard to transition.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Actually, it's easy. Watch.
Because you think about your life and mortality.
Yeah. Watch this. It's very easy to transition. I'm a big believer in dialogue, any kind of dialogue. I had a guy hit me yesterday. You know, he differs politically from me. Let's put it that way.
Boy, you need to read it.
I'm not going to read it. And, you know, he said, I don't want to really tell you where I'm coming from because, you know, I'm afraid it'll affect our relationship. And I was like, yeah, we got to be able to talk about stuff. So the 707 says, I don't know about this game, guys. I like it, but some people are going to get offended. Okay. Yeah. I need you to be more specific. Who would be offended and why? Everybody passes. Yeah.
But can we keep it real?
Yes.
Ricky Henderson's cousin, if they are driving around because it's been so recent and you were open and honest, so there was no, but they could have took that like, how can you know what I'm saying? Come on, Stoney. You didn't, you know.
Well, I made a mistake.
Yeah. And then we put some humor behind it.
We also know that he's great, one of the greatest players of all time.
No doubt. And a great person.
See, I would not think that's offensive to Ricky Henderson's family. I would think it's offensive to me or people offended by me not knowing. Yeah. Or just, you know, can I say
it's
something?
A little dark.
Not remembering. Right, that's what I'd forgotten.
Yeah, we all respect the dead.
Yeah.
Maybe not the living, but.
That's true. Hey, we never got to this one. Remember the Giants had that guy catch a ball that ended up a double, but it could have been a home run.
Okay, yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah, so.
I got it. I heard.
He's the home run thief. Did you know that? He's got a nickname.
I thought that was Denzel Clark.
That's a four from the A's, center fielder. Okay.
Oh, that's right. He made that catch. He's done it like four times.
Yeah, I saw
and now he's been banned for the rest of the year.
Wink, wink.
Is Willard here today?
No.
So I hear Willard the other day saying, banned for the rest of the season. That's not enough. He's got to be banned for it. Jake, he caught a ball at a stadium. Let's
he didn't rob a bank.
Exactly.
I heard him, but. I kind of get it, man, but yeah.
I come from an era where if you were sitting in the first row on the third or first base line and somebody hit a double inside the line, that ball was fair game to lean over touch. Yeah. And all they would say is, fan interference, take second base.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But man, that was, I heard Willard. I'm like, dude, he didn't kill anybody. Will.
Meanwhile,
get the kid to do that ball.
Where's our guy? Where's our guy in San Francisco that threw the ball out into the field during the Braves series?
He's slippery.
It was a child.
So,
no, they got the kid throwing it. He was like high school, college.
But I don't think they ever caught it.
No, they haven't. But I thought they were. You didn't see the video either.
Well, that's the thing. It went viral on TikTok or something.
And they couldn't catch him.
But he didn't have his face in it, really, did
he? Yeah.
Although, if it's his TikTok, it shouldn't be very difficult to find.
He threw it from the tunnel.
Well, let's put it right on the table. The Bay's got more problems than to be chasing down who threw the ball at the game. Go get the real robbers. That's what happened.
Did you hear how upset the players were, though?
I don't care. That's not a real criminal, E. Go get the real ones. They had his face, Donnie, and he laughed after he threw it. Good for him.
Well, some people are folk heroes, like Jeffrey Meyer in 1996 reached over and stole or gave a home run to Derek Jeter, I think in the ALCS against the Orioles.
Yeah, you're right.
And, of course, Jeter's a hero.
Evan, you didn't ask me this, but I told you guys when I was in Texas, I had a lot of alone time in the hotel, and I fired up the Steve Bartman doc. Our society stinks. That dude's life has changed, and five people tried to get the same ball, but you went and gave up eight runs at.
He made the catch.
Dude, his life, he was in danger.
Well, you know who's to blame for that, if we're going to be honest.
Yes, I do. Moises Alou.
No
doubt. And
he wasn't
going to
catch it anyway.
Hey, he was going to catch it.
No, he had no chance.
Evan, he was going to catch it, man. And he said, Moses said, they kid me because I never, I when I jump for those type of balls over the, my timing was so bad, but he was so mad because he says on that one, he kept his head up and looking at the glove. He was about to get it. But dude had to go and hide him. I don't like that.
And then Alex Gonzalez botched the double play ball in the next play.
And that's who we should be mad at. They would have been nothing to see here, Steiny.
What's worse, Bartman catching that foul ball in play or Guru celebrating on the court with a high school team after they won?
My son was on the team. The game was over.
Right?
Cubs fans wanted to take out their frustrations on one guy.
Bartman's such a real fan, too. He was listening to the game on the radio while he was watching.
Dude, I'm like, this dude wants them to win. They wanted to. Hey, and then they start. You seen it, Evan. They started. Hey, there he is, pointing him out like, that's him. And they wanted to get with him. Our society stinks.
I wonder if he's still alive.
We got to do, but he is. Well, what was it?
We don't know that.
Selling insurance. Yeah, they gave an update. After I watched it, I went and said,
yeah, but that documentary is 14 years old.
And that's why I went to Google and said, what's Bartman doing these days?
Selling insurance. The bank, then.
And they got the ball in the Hall of Fame that he got. I don't know.
Well, I hope he got money for it.
He's in protective custody.
Well, he's selling insurance. Yeah. And they won a World Series.
I'm very distracted.
Shocker.
So,
Costco?
No, My daughter just landed.
I told you.
At SFO.
I told you.
But she's coming in from London. So she's got to get through customs.
Now, how long is that?
She's got to get her bag.
You can't do
that. If I leave here at 2.
Why wouldn't you leave now? Like this. Are you being
serious?
Yeah. The show goes on without you. I'm being real. I ain't Negan.
Maybe I'll
go get your girl.
Maybe I'll cut out after
Evan,
this break.
Evan, Grandy, and I and Dibs will hold it down.
What's Negan going to do? He's not here.
Yeah. Go get your baby. How long does customs take, though?
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you can get through in 15 minutes. Sometimes it takes like 45. And in reality, I don't want to sit there down there and wait for a half hour. But these are not big problems.
It's not your job.
Oh, wow. They are. I don't want her to wait.
I know. She's been on a 12-hour flight, so maybe I will.
Well, it's another 2 hours. Like the DMV.
I got to get my real ID, I guess, huh?
I got mine. Why do I feel like I'm better than you because I got it?
Because
I take care of business, Evan, for once.
No, you are.
Well,
I just use a passport. Let's see what else. Lay off the fireworks.
Are you a big hot link guy? You gonna have some hot links tomorrow?
I like hot links.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're having. I think we're having a Mexican theme at the.
Oh, that's awesome.
On the 4th.
What about you, Evan?
Keep in mind, it's an engagement party we're having. Nope, gotcha. Wedding party. Gotcha. So it's not.
Yeah. Burgers, dogs,
Pacifico.
I got a case that's of that yesterday.
Yeah.
Case of Pacifico, case of Modelo.
Did you guys see the historical milestone yesterday?
Clayton Kershaw. I'm on it, baby.
Now, Goo, I have a piece of trivia. I'm not going to lie. It actually disappointed me.
Uh-oh.
Steiny nailed it right off the bat.
Oh,
and I want to see if you can get it.
If I don't, I'm really upset. Go ahead, Evan.
So, Clayton Kershaw obviously has now 3,000 strikeouts. What is the team that he has struck out the most batters against?
Oh, this is easy.
Yes.
The Giants.
Yep. Now, can you name the batter that he struck out the most times in his career? I'll give you a hint. He played for the Giants.
Oh, that's great. I was like, all right. Da-da-da-da-da.
I got it right.
Sandoval.
No.
Damn it. Who was it, E?
Brandon Belt.
God.
How come he didn't hit? Now, let me ask you.
The guru computer.
You picked the switch hitter. Why wouldn't you pick a lefty?
Because I pictured him as a lefty. Damn it. He's the captain, of course.
If it makes
how
you
many
feel
times,
better,
E?
30. If it makes you feel better, I think the top four batters were Belt, Crawford, Sandoval,
Posey.
And Posey.
Wow, man. That dude's probably one of the best pitchers to ever do it, Stoney. He got that jacket.
On the Posey.
He has a ring, like Matt Stafford.
Hey, you know what? How about this? And for how important you think this guy is, I don't know if we mentioned his name today. According to you, what's going on with Gary Payton II?
I don't know. And I don't like it. You're going to lose Looney and Gary Payton II, and we have no additions as of yet?
Tui.
Like, that's not cool.
But Tui and Will Richards.
I'll be out there watching, but I'm excited to see those guys. No, sir, I'm serious. Something's got to be going on bigger. Remember, like you guys talked about this trade, maybe that's what it is. Who called? Trevor or whoever called and said, maybe they're holding tight.
Run it back.
You can't run it back now. You lost Looney and GP2.
That doesn't count as not running it back.
They were on the championship team a couple years ago. Evan, it's over.
I'll tell you what.
Clay's gone.
I'll tell you what. If the Warriors re-sign Kuminga and that's all they
Marcus
do.
Marcus Thompson said Looney should have his jersey in the rafters.
Okay.
What?
That's a joke.
Stop. You wouldn't tell him that. I'll text him
it right now.
You said that this morning.
It's because it's not worth my time. I love Marcus Thompson.
I understand.
He's off on this one.
Why?
What are you doing, Goo?
I'm going to bring it up. Well, you're going to get your girl.
I forgot what I was going to say, but it had something to do with that. So, Guru,
yeah.
If the Warriors bring Kuminga back and they lose Gary Payton II and Looney, you're not going to be able to tell people, oh, they didn't run it back. No, they did. Like, that is running it back.
I got you.
I just wanted
I'm
to make sure.
I'm having some fun with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, we got the what's bugging you.
Yeah,
there.
I got
Well,
one.
I got to stay then.
Well, you don't have, that's what, Evan can handle it.
You got to do the read.
Oh, boy.
Dude.
Speaking of which, how would you grade yourself on your new vodka reads?
It's getting better. You know what?
As I'm having more,
I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm finding out what I like about new vodka.
I'm getting a little shade about the Looney take.
All right. Well, you should. Sometimes you have trouble distinguishing a role player from a star.
He was the backbone of a dynasty. That's a bit more than a role player.
So if he was a backbone, what was Curry?
The heart.
What was Draymond? What was Durant?
Oh, hired gun.
What was...
They won before Durant got here. That's so unimpressive. And he ain't been nothing since he left. Don't get me started.
Yeah, but you wanted him back.
Who wanted him?
You did.
I wanted him back, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Right.
All right, what's coming up? You want to get, let's get out here. Okay. Oh.
Don't cheat the system.
So she's still on the plane.
Oh, again.
And she still has to get her bag. But I think she still has to go through customs, right? That happens here. That doesn't happen back there.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
No, mine either. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.